T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex and Sarah, say hi to Trey. What's
Hello,
up, Trey?
Hello,
what's up,
Trey?
Trey, everybody. Hey.
Trey, we're going to help you figure out why you got ghosted, but first let's figure out what the story is. Tell us the background with you and Jordan.
Yeah, so, I've been trying to take Jordan out on a date for 3 years now.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I know, it was hard. Well, we're in a tight friend circle, and a lot of times she, kind of disappears when she has a boyfriend, and then, of course, she'll come back when she's single. And anyway, I finally got the courage to ask her out. I planned, what I thought was the perfect date. I was such a high, but now I'm down in the dumps because I think she's avoiding me.
Why do you think she's avoiding you?
Well, our friends, we had a big party this past weekend, and I could just feel it. Like, I feel like she was avoiding me even there.
Mm.
So it seems to me like, I don't know, maybe the date went bad, and now not only is she going to be avoiding me, but she's, going to avoid our friend group, too, which I don't like.
Mm. Mm-hmm. This happened to me, man. I'm friends in the friend group with this one girl here in Austin, and we were like, cool. And then I was like, let's take it to the next level, and we did. And I was like, ready to take it even further, and mm-hmm. she was ready to back off and literally just stop talking to me. And it was a mistake on her part to be more than friends.
Oh, wow.
I know. I mean,
why would anybody not want to take it to the next level with someone like you, Alex?
I mean, seriously. Look at this Latino heat. I mean,
that's Latino heat right there.
Damn.
Matter of fact, you could start your own Chippendales knockoff, Latino heat.
Bro, those days are over, man.
Uh-huh.
Your mom loves Chippendales, right?
She loves the
Thunder from Down Under.
It's like a bootleg Chippendales, right?
They're Australian, right?
They got a guy from Cincinnati. It's supposed to be.
They're both in Vegas, right? There's a Chippendales show in Vegas and a Thunder from Thunder. Yeah, but I get you, bro. I know how it feels.
Well, Trey, let's call Jordan and see if we can get her to talk to us, okay?
All right, sounds
good.
All
right, hang
on. Hello?
Jordan! Wait, don't hang out. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's very aggressive.
Bro.
I just want to introduce ourselves. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We do the morning show on Mix 94.7. And full disclosure, we have Trey on the phone, and we're calling you because we're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. Now, Trey has reached out because he wanted to tell us about you. He said that you were awesome. And that he has been wanting to ask you out for a really long time. Finally got the courage to ask you out. And now he feels like something's going on and you're not into him anymore. So we wanted to mediate a conversation. You willing to talk to us?
Sure. Oh God. I can talk about it.
Okay, cool.
He's a great guy. I've known that he liked me for a long time. Like I could tell for the last year that he was kind of into me, and we had a great date. He's so nice. I just, I don't know, I didn't feel that romantic connection there, but I'd love to, go out with him again, hang out with him again, but it would probably just be as friends, which is, awful to say.
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know, he's so nice.
I feel like I've had that happen to me before. It's
awful.
Like, if you really like somebody and they're like, yeah, you're cool, but I'm not interested in anything other than being friends.
I don't want to make out with you or see you naked.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but I like you every other way, and it's just sucks.
It's hard to flip that switch in our heads.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, am I crazy? Because he's such a great guy.
Trey, now that you heard what Jordan had to say, how does that make you feel?
I mean, I'm glad that, you know, she's not trying to run away from our friends group and certainly wants to stay friends, but it's, I mean, it's not going to be easy because Jordan, I mean, I am attracted to you, but I certainly give it a try.
Willing to give it a try to be friends?
Yeah, just to be friends. Yeah, no, I mean, she is a great person and a great friend to have, and I certainly don't want to throw that away. So. Mm-hmm.
Bad idea. It really is, because he's going to switch back on. That's what guys do.
Right.
He's not going to be friends. She's going to be nice to him, and then all he's going to think she wants to party.
All right, yeah,
I don't really think you can go back to being like.
So let me just tell you, there was this girl that I really liked.
Okay.
She was stunning, perfect in every way.
Mm-hmm.
At least so I thought. And we would go out, and I think she really enjoyed hanging out with me, but never like had any real attraction to me. She was super fit, in amazing shape, and I have a great personality. So she just wasn't really into it, but did like hanging out with me. And then one day we went to karaoke, and I got up and did the world famous Humpty Dance that only Brad Booker can do. And she said, hang on, I'm calling my roommate and having her spend the night somewhere else tonight. You're coming home with me.
That was it for her?
Dude.
That was it for her. That's all I had to do. So you just don't know. Something could happen.
Hmm.
Just like that.
Wow. Hmm.
That's really interesting that it was that.
That's crazy.
I know. I worked the magic. She saw it.
But then how long did that last?
Oh, it was over. Like after that night, she's like, this is a mistake.
That's a great story. Oh, man.
Trey, Jordan, listen, you're both honest and cool, and you sound really sweet. Both of you do. And worst case scenario, you guys hopefully will be great friends.
Yep.
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
Yeah. I think I'll stay away from the Humpty Dance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.